Can't relate or communicate with your teen? Welcome to Baffled with your hosts, Jason and Sam, who are here to help you understand your misunderstood teen. As teen educators and trainers, they understand what it is that is baffling you as a parent. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back to Baffled. Unfortunately, this is our last episode in the series with the wonderful Queen Sherry here. You can find her on It's a Single Mom Thing and all your podcast networks and any way you listen to it. You don't want to miss out on that stuff. It's actually, again, it's way better than this. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of teaching respect. And we're going to dive right in with the quote of the show. And it says this: deeply respecting yourself is the first step towards having a deep respect for others. That's by Amy Lee McCree. And so this is really cool because respect is inward and outward, both at the same time. You learn to respect yourself. You set those boundaries. You teach yourself what respect is. It's also how you're going to be treating other people, right? We don't want to be treated like trash, so we're not going to treat other people like trash. So learning to respect yourself is also sets a boundary line for how you're going to respect other people. And I think that's really important for us as the leaders, as the teachers of the teenagers, to show and also to teach to our teenagers. So respect is going to be our key theme for today. So first question for you two: what is one of the biggest signs of respect that you can receive?
I think the biggest sign of respect would be listening, because, you know, especially with teenagers, just listen. You know, when you know the rules and all you have to do is follow them. Like, so for instance, the room that needs to be cleaned, instead of having to be asked 20 times, clean the room, right, before, without it being asked. Or the trash that ends up in the living room or the bedroom. Or, you know, I know for me, like, I'll open the refrigerator and it'll be an empty carton of soda. Like, I go for a soda and the carton's empty. They did not, you know, take it out and put it, you know, just easily put it in the trash can. So just little things like that. Just without having been told 100 times to do something, just do it right away. And I feel like that's a sign of respect.
I'm going to piggyback off of that one as well. I think, you know, with my son, the biggest sign of respect is when he does something and I didn't even ask him to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm coming home, if you know me, I'm a single mom. So I'm going to try to bring in all the groceries in one trip. Mm-hmm. So I have all the bags on my arms.
Yeah.
And what's awesome is when my son knows that I'm home, is respecting me, is that he opens the door for me, one, so I can get in. But then two, he asks, you know, right away, he'll get up from the sofa, is there anything else that I can do? Do you have any more groceries? Can I get that for you? Or let's say then that has translated to when we've had to talk about, you know, some things that are difficult and he's in the middle of a TV show and, you know, and he knows that there's something that I serious I need to talk to him about. He just intuitively just shuts off the TV and he tunes into me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just that respect that we've had with one another, where, you know, we know each other well enough to, like, where we can almost instinctively read and help the other person out.
Yeah, those are two great examples there. Again, respect takes us a very long way. So, Jason, what are some reasons why teaching respect is so important for a teenager?
I think teaching them respect opens doors in their life because, you know, when you're respectful to people, whether it's teachers, whether it's, you know, your place of employment, just showing that level of respect will really get you far. And a lot of teenagers have this attitude where, well, if they're not going to respect me, then I'm not going to respect them. And so they feel like they're only going to give respect if they're respected. But I really feel like respect is a two-way street. And so when you are respectful, especially to authority or just to the people around you in general, it's going to open doors of opportunity for you to land that job or land that position or get, you know, the you know, just that place of you know, I'm trying to think of some good examples, but just it's just going to elevate you to the next level is what I'm trying to say. So be respectful and it will open those doors for you.
Yeah, that makes it. Respect takes us such a long way in business world, school. I bet your teacher's favorite students are the ones that respect them, right? As a coach, my favorite, like, well, besides the ones that are good, but my favorite kids that the players for me are the ones that just respect me, respect the locker room, respect the refs and everything like that. So respect does take us a very long way. So now let's like dive into the home. And so how can we all teach respect in the house? So like you come from a single parent household, right? But just overall, how do we teach respect in the home?
First off, I think respect, in my opinion, it's earned, it's not given. And, you know, this for me, this is true whether it's a single-parent home, a home with two biological parents, or even a step-parent. As a single parent myself, you know, I knew I was outnumbered, but the days were not numbered because I was just one parent. I was actually the one that was the one parent who had absolute influence over what my son learned. And so I respected, first of all, that situation that we were in. And as a parent, you know, much like a child, I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be understood, valued, and respected. And so, you know, if you notice that also when I say, like, I want my kid to see me. I want him to hear me. I want him to understand and respect me, that's a present tense action. And so you have to, again, and you've heard me say this before, because it worked. It's being a present parent. And so, you know, the actions and so being present in that situation and being respectful of what was going on is what I wanted also my son to respect. And so, for example, like I didn't want to be spoken to. I wanted to be spoken with. When I talked with my son, I wanted my son to hear me, not for me to just be heard. When I spoke with my son, I wanted him to understand me, not for to be understood that when I speak, you listen. So when he spoke with me, he knows that I also seek to understand him. So to teach respect as a parent, but especially I think as a single parent, you again need to reinforce that is to be present. When you're present with them, you're careful in your presentation of what you say to them, what you do, how you do it, how you say it. And even if, like, I don't know, let's say you make a mistake, and if you're presently aware that you made a mistake, and I've done this many of times with my kid when I flew off the handle and I yelled at him for something that wasn't his fault, it turned out being my fault. I apologized to him for the error on my part. And I actually took ownership for something I did. And when he saw that, and it was like a wow moment for him, where he's like, oh, you know, Mom just humbled herself and apologized for that. Like, that was a big moment. And I made sure that I did when I saw that that actually worked, I made sure to do that again over and over. And I really would highlight when I screwed up. I made huge gains with my son when I did this. And so when it came time for him to admit an error, I don't know, some of his ways, this was something that wasn't so way out of his league to do, just like coming to the front door now to carry all the bags for me. And here's another example I like to give for kicks and giggles is to take the present situation one step further is like, who here listening gets amped up when you're speaking with someone across the table, maybe on a date, or you're with your spouse, or you're with your kid, and you're at a table, and from you, they're looking down at their phone, and they're sitting there, and you're talking to them, and they're like, uh-huh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not present with you. They're only present with whatever they're watching on the phone, right? So, listen, I guess what I want to say is, you know, do you do that with me? If you do that with me on a date, so we're not going on a date, but say we went on a date. Say we went out to lunch after this. Let me tell you, if you're out there on your phone and you're just sitting there looking at your phone and you're not looking at me and talking to me, well, you're paying for the bill. That's how I'm going to show you some respect. but, you know, when you're with them, like, are you with them? Yes, you know, I know, especially single parents, you're like single-handedly handling everything, and I get it. However, if you're not present with them, you're also not present to all the things that really life is presenting your kiddos in their small world. So when something important does come up, respectfully, they just may decline to listen if you never listen to them. So I guess in closing, I'd say respect your kids and they will respect you.
Sherry, once again, that was really fantastic. It's so good to be blessed by one, that wisdom, but two, just, you know, that real life communicating and then respecting with your teens. So the last thing I want to ask you guys is what is one way that we as the like youth leaders, the people like the teachers, whatever, in charge of teens or the parents, what is one way that we can respect our teens?
I think what I think about is something we talked about in a previous podcast about being interested in what they're interested in, because a lot of times we feel like the things that they are involved with are stupid in our minds because we're not, it doesn't interest us. That could be music, that could be video games or whatever their interest. So we kind of look at them as like, oh, that's dumb. But, you know, just remember the things that we were interested in that are, you know, now vintage or outdated. But I think, you know, just instead of just, you know, turn that music off or let them play their video games, like sit down with them. It's like, what is this? What are you playing? Who is, you know, what's going on here? And just kind of being interested in their world so you can understand them better and you can make a connection that way.
I totally agree with that. And so what I would like to add to that is, I mean, that they're people too. I mean, they may, you know, have a different number age-wise than we are, but they are teens and they're people. And so they have value, they have worth, but also what value you give them pours into them and builds into how they feel about themselves and the worth that they have. And so I don't think that this is a subject that really, you know, I'm going to do a play on words here, that, you know, anyone dealing with teens should be baffled about, you know. I mean, you can help understand your misunderstood teen by sitting down and talking with them and understanding their situation and where they're at.
Sherry does better marketing for our podcast and better puns than we have this whole time. But, I mean, I agree with both of you guys there on that. It's just getting to their level, right? Mm-hmm. Again, like seeing eye to eye can change a lot of different problems, right? And how does a teen learn respect? They have to be respected, right? You can't just say, this is how you respect. It's like, well, how do they learn anything else? We have to show it to them. And I think that's the biggest key takeaway of all this is like, if you want your teenager to be respectful, you need to be respecting them and showing them respect. And not just to them too. You know, it's hard to teach respect when you're driving and you're yelling at other cars, right? It's hard to teach respect when you're angry at other things or someone's on TV, something's going on, especially the cycle of the world we see right now, and you're sitting there and you're displaying disrespect and then you expect your teenager to be respectful. That doesn't make very much sense as they are a sponge taking in what you are doing, right? So how does a teen learn respect? It is by you getting to their level, respecting them and showing them, hey, this is how you do it. When you become a parent one day, when you work with teenagers one day, or any situation, this is how you show respect because I'm giving you an example of that right now. And I think that is such an important lesson that we need to take in, but also make it a discipline to practice every day. That's the end of the podcast. But before we leave, Sherry promised that she's going to sing the song Respect for us. Sherry, take it away.
I respectfully decline.
Oh, that's very good. I know you guys want to hear more of Sherry, but you can if you go to It's a Single Mom Thing on all your podcast networks out there. And we want to thank her so much for being with us and giving us all of her time and effort and making a schedule clear to show up here with us. We thank you so much, Sherry. And we thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, please go to m2l.org, go to the Connect panel on our website there and write any questions you have for the podcast or any topics you want us to talk about. That'd be awesome and amazing and save me a little bit of time too. So we thank you guys so much. Enjoy your day. We will see you later.
Thank you for listening to Baffled, helping you understand your misunderstood teen. We hope you enjoyed the show today. For more inspiration and information, check out our website at m2l.org. Feel free to ask questions, call, or email us.